Okay, on the injury front, Brady Quinn and Nate Eaches have been ruled out of this game Thursday, so both of those guys will not play. They will continue with their testing and evaluation, and they will return when the doctor releases them and says and he lets us know that they're okay. Castle will be the quarterback. Stanzi will be the backup. And I know you might have to ask some questions, but I'm not dealing with hypotheticals. I'm concentrating on the game Thursday and what we need to do to try to win the game. On the limited front, Dorsey is limited. Maneri is limited. Rout is limited with the sore ham. All others will work. You know, today is the only good prep day for this game Thursday. It's a division game on Thursday night. Everybody's watching, and I expect the guys to take pride in those two facts there and put in a good performance. Even though it's a short week, all these guys are competitive. We're going to go and we're going to play and play a good game on Thursday. And I think that we need to go do that. So that's going to be the focus, and that's what we're going to try to get done.
Regarding Quinn, were you given a sense that this is a long-term, whether this is a long-term thing for him or not?
No, they haven't given me any indication other than the fact that he can't play on Thursday. So I think that there are more tests that they're running, and after they evaluate those tests, then they'll let me know more.
Is it hard, I'm not sure how to phrase this, but when you're 1-6 and 6 or 7 games, you've been down 17, is it hard, the work during the week, to get the spirits up, to get focus on?
Well, this team has been a different kind of team. They have a good attitude during the week. They go into the game, they feel good about going into the game and about what they think that we'll be able to get done. And, you know, I told them today that if we do 3 things in this game, that we will improve our chances. If we don't get stupid penalties, all right, because those have hurt us. We don't turn the ball over because turnovers have hurt us. If we don't let guys run free in the secondary and catch touchdown passes, all right, then those 3 things will improve our chances of winning the game. Because in the games that we've played, those are the 3 things that have really hurt us as far as momentum, as far as field position, as far as points on or off the board. And so if we can concentrate on that and do a better job in that area, then I think that we'll have a great chance to do that. And so as a result of that, they work hard during the week. They practice hard. They are good people. They're good kids. And they want to do things the right way, and they want to win. But things have happened, you know, during the course of the game that haven't allowed us to win or haven't put us in the best position to win. So we're going to try to do those 3 things and eliminate those penalties, eliminate the turnovers, and not let them run free in the secondary, and see if we can win a game.
What are your thoughts on Matt? I'm sorry, go ahead. Well, I'm not asking you to say like week 12 or 15 or whatever, but is there a point in the future where that becomes a concern of, you know, keeping concentration?
Oh, sure. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, when you don't win, sometimes you expect to lose, you know, because if one bad thing happens, you say, here we go again, you know. And you have to be mentally tough to be able to overcome it after a certain point. And right now we still have some focus and we still try to get some things done. And we're not to that point where we're falling apart, you know. Hopefully we'll never get to that point. But, you know, every day, every week, we prepare and we go into the game, I think, with good expectations. And then sometimes in the game, when things happen, the momentum leaves us and we're not able to get it back.
Talk about Matt. I mean, you wanted Quinn to kind of give you a little spark when you made the change. Matt kind of gets a reprieve. Can you talk about what you think he can bring? And sometimes there's a second chance.
Well, yes, sometimes a second chance energizes a guy. I think that Matt is a team guy. He's a chief. He wants the team to do well. And whatever role that he was in, even, you know, hey, he didn't like it. But he said, I'm going to do my job. I'm a chief, and I'm going to be ready to play if I'm called on. And that's the way he prepared during the week, all right? I think that that's the way he's going to prepare this week, that he's a chief. He knows that he's going to have to play, and he's going to go do the best that he can. We have to help him as well. And if we all take the same attitude, then we will play a good game on Thursday.
What did he give you the other day? I mean, coming off the bench is never easy. What did he give you?
Well, I think that he didn't practice, didn't get any practice reps, but he prepared mentally as if he were going to play, and that allowed him to come into the game and be able to move us a little bit and spark us, you know. But still, some of the same things that have been biting us all year long continued. So, like I say, we have to eliminate those things.
Romeo, speaking as a defensive coach, you've no doubt faced teams that have been prone to turnovers like yours is right now. When you're faced with a situation like that, the team smell blood in the water, so to speak? I mean, is it kind
of
like,
sure, yeah. I mean, the opponent, what they do is they emphasize it during the week and say, let's go after these guys because they'll put the ball on the ground. And so every time that everybody who has the ball in their hands, the ball is going to be stripped. They're going to be pulling at it. They're going to be trying to knock it out, whoever it is. And that's why we have to put additional emphasis on protecting the football at all costs.
So that's something you're going to face until you guys just fix the problem.
Exactly.
On offense, is a here we go again mentality? I mean, these things kind of feed off one another? The turnovers?
Well, when you're not strong mentally enough, they do. Like I say, this team, we're not to that point where we're falling apart as far as that goes.
You were an assistant coach on a team with the Giants one year that turned the ball over a bunch. You probably remember that. It might have been one of your first years. I think it might have been your first year with the Giants. What was the problem with that team? Do you remember?
What year?
83?
Oh, yeah, 83. That was a bad year for us. I think we only won 3 games that year. Bill had just taken over as the coach that year, and you know, so there were some different things, different dynamic, you know, with the new coach and new philosophy, and we were putting the ball on the ground a little bit. And I don't remember exactly why that was occurring, but I know that we put emphasis on protecting the ball, hanging on to the ball, putting both hands on the ball, you know, and those kind of things to help slow that trend down.
How much, if at all, have you looked at your halftime routine? You've had some pretty sluggish starts to the second half for most of the games this year.
All right, well, we look at everything a little bit. You know, I don't know why they are sluggish to say, but sometimes things don't happen the way that you want them to happen, and they turn out sluggish. It's unfortunate for us, but we looked at it. We try to point out to the guys at halftime what's happened, what's good, what we need to do, and then let's go out and try to get it done. And I don't think that changes a whole lot throughout the league.
Romeo, if your team needs to be stronger physically, you send them down to the weight room.
Yes.
If they need to be stronger mentally, what do you do?
Well, I've had a lot of different suggestions about that. But my experience has been is that you talk to them about being mentally strong, try to put them in positions as many times as you can in practice where they have to show strong mentality. You know, now that's tougher, a little bit tougher today than it used to be, you know. But just keep the focus on doing things the right way, being consistent, and then I think that helps the mentality.
Romeo, Devin Wiley, now that he's getting back to health, do you see him getting involved anytime soon?
Well, I tell you what, he brings some quickness and some speed to the team. I think that once he gets more reps, again, kind of gets caught up a little bit because, you know, when you're over there riding the bike, you're not where you need to be mentally and you're not where you need to be in the offense. So we got to get him some more reps, and we're working on that, and we'll see if that develops.
What about as a follow-up. What about as a kick returner or a punt returner?
Yeah, I think definitely that's a possibility, yes.
Last one, right?
Yeah, Romeo, through all these weeks of disappointment, week after week after week, Derek Johnson keeps bringing it from what I see.
Yes.
Can you just talk about what keeps his motor going? What keeps him productive? Is he even better than last year or as good? Or just give me your synopsis of Derek Johnson's season. So.
Well, he's a very productive player for this defense, and he runs around. He gets to the football. He makes plays in the backfield. He does a good job in pass coverage for us. He can cover man-to-man, and he's done all of that with energy, effort, and gusto. Even though we are where we are, you know, that doesn't seem to slow him down. Hopefully this will continue for him, and then he'll be able to pull some guys along with him as we go down the road.
I guess the one thing he hadn't done, few guys have, are the big impact plays, though, that interception, the big sack force fumble. I mean, he's not the only one, but, I mean, that was kind of what his big breakthrough was the last couple of years. He finally went from just making tackles to making plays.
Well, I mean, every tackle you make is a play,
right?
You know, and particularly when you make them in the backfield like last week he did a couple of times.
Right.
You know, he hasn't had as many opportunities in the passing game this year because he covers pretty well man-to-man, and so they don't throw the ball to the guy he's covering as much, you know. So if they start throwing to his guy, I think that we'll see him make more plays in the passing game.